FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Carrie Lutz. Mike, we're kind of doing this beginner's guide to starting your online business. And obviously, you got to sell something. If you don't have anything to sell, then you have no online business. So how do you master the product?
So a lot of people that are listening right now, they think, you know, I don't have this super unique product. I don't have this brand new invention. And they think that they can't launch a product, right? And what's so cool is, like, the very beginners, just like we teach in the previous podcast, if you go to AmazonProductFinder.com, I mean, that's just one of the tools that'll help you find the right product, right? So that shows you what sells hot on Amazon. It shows you how much money they're making on Amazon. It shows you the products that make the most sense on Amazon. And that's all well and good, right? But now that you've found your product, so if you haven't found your product yet, that's okay. And that's what a lot of the free training that I do is dedicated to, is helping you find the right product. And for those of you that are, this is the first time you've heard one of the podcasts, if you go to AmazonSecrets.net, so that's my site. That's all the people in the inner circle have gone there, AmazonSecrets.net. And that's where you get some training videos kind of showing you how to get started. Because for me, the number one concern that I hear from people and people that email me, people that are looking to get started, is, hey, I don't know what I want to sell. And that's fine. You don't even need to know what you want to sell. It's kind of like, you know, I was talking to my partner, Matt, you know, just yesterday, and it's funny, you know, like people that, you know, jump out of airplanes, skydivers, right? They do a triple check. They hesitate. They're figuring out if those parachutes work. Matt and I are like, let's jump out of the airplane and then let's build the parachute while we're falling, right? Like, to us, it's like, hey, just jump out of the plane. By the time we hit the ground, we'll have built a parachute. We're going to live. And that's kind of a joke, but it's also not, because the number one reason people fail is because they lack the confidence or lack the ability to imagine that there's actually someone that's going to guide you through the process. And that's why I set up AmazonSecrets.net, is because I want to show people that, hey, there's people just like you, had no online experience, didn't know how to, and people think, I have to build a website, I need advertising companies, I need graphic design. You don't need any of that stuff. What you need to do is be all in. Once you're all in, the rest is going to take care of itself.
Right. So you made your decision, you're going to start selling online. And you go over to Amazon Product Finder. What are you going to do there?
So first thing, and this is kind of a recap, but what you want to know, and that's not what today's talking about. Today we're talking about the beginner's guide to mastering the product, right? And of course, I'm going to give as much as I can in the time that we're talking today. But what I want people to know is, when you go to AmazonProductFinder.com, just like that, type it in the search engine, you're going to see the business plan. It's $99 a month. And I know to some of you, you're thinking, I don't want to waste $99. But that one decision, even if you have it 1 month and you sort, sift, and separate, on my website, theamazonsecrets.net, I show you how to find all the winners. But what you do is you just first get the software, and it's not my software. So number one, I'm not selling you a software of mine. What I'm telling you is, try out a software that's not mine, but it is the very best online selling software. what it does, and these are, it's three things. This is what you want to know. Three very simple things. Does it sell well? Can I compete? Is the price right? Meaning, when I, the third thing, it's price and margins, right? So if I spend $2 for a product, I want to know I can 5 to 10x my investment. That's all I need to know. Gross. And then all the other things like the shipping and all that. I mean, there's detailed videos on all that good stuff. But if you're hesitant or you're thinking like, I can't jump into this business, it's too saturated, I can't be an internet marketer, that's so far from the truth. Because we take people that are single mothers, stay-at-home dads even, people that are retired, people that either A, are looking to supplement their existing income, or people that want to replace their income. And if you're retired, say you just retired a month ago, a year ago, wouldn't that be super cool to be able to replace your previous income? And then after 4, 5, 6 months, worry about doubling, tripling, quadrupling your income. Because I just did one of my webinars on Wednesday, and I didn't even know this, but with the power of the internet and with the same strategies that I teach you guys so far this year, so by the end of May, I had already done $2 million in sales. And I'm not saying that in a bragging way. I'm saying that in a way, because people can destroy me. There's people that have done 10 times what I do. But I'm just showing you my path to how I did in less than 5 months this year, 2017, over 2 million. And I know that's not the big guns. That's not, but what's different about me is I actually do care about showing people the exact same process that I went through, the same trials, the same errors, the same mistakes, but also the same successes that have enabled me to do that. So I know that sounds, you know, people think, oh yeah, well, what's your motivation? Well, first and foremost, my true motivation is actually helping people that have the same exact, they were in the same exact position I was. I was making decent money. I was doing well. I have a 7-year-old and a 9-year-old. And right now we're starting summer, right? They're out of school. I want to be able to hang out with them, you know, throw the football, throw the baseball with my son, go to my daughter's dance classes. Like, that's stuff I couldn't do, even though I've always made good money my whole life. I'm not going to sit here and say it's like rags to riches, but for me, what it's been is more time freedom, right? And a lot of people can appreciate that. Like, having the ability to understand that I can give my 2 weeks notice if I have a job, understanding that I don't have to be, and it's a bad word, but I don't want to be a slave to a company that doesn't care about me, right? And I've been there. And even though they paid me what most people would consider good money, it's like I didn't enjoy weekends. I didn't enjoy nights. I didn't enjoy the ability to be able to hang out with my family, right? And that's my motivation. And everyone's motivation is different, but I'm just sharing with you guys, that's my motivation.
Right. And very worthwhile, because the kids grow up really fast. Before you know it, they're going off to college, and you said, where did all the time go? So using the course, the website, AmazonSecrets.net, to get there. So we've more or less identified our product. We're feeling
okay,
pretty
yeah.
good
yeah,
about it.
Yeah, let's go with that, because I don't want you guys to be sidetracked on what to sell.
Right.
So let's move forward and share those amazing pieces of knowledge that skyrocket any business no matter what you're doing.
Right. So we've got a product. We're selling bronze plated widgets, right? And the world just can't get enough of them. And we've got like 20 people selling them on Amazon. There's got to be a way to stand out from the crowd, right?
Yeah, and what that all boils down to is just a couple simple processes, right? So what I like to do, see, people do it different. They they want to go online and they want to create the new widget, right? Mm-hmm. They want to go online and say, I'm going to find the brand new widget. Why would you do that? Because the pioneers, the people, I always say they have the arrows in their back, right? So do you want to be the guy with the arrows on your back, or do you just want to model the people that already have success? So what I love showing is, let's identify the people that already have success. They already have the arrows in their back. To me, you never want to be a pioneer. Don't take your thought out of the process, thinking like, I have to think of something new. I have to think of something that doesn't exist. You can do that, but then you're going to be one of the pioneers with all the arrows in your back, and then people like me come up behind you and destroy you online. Meaning, when I say destroy you online, it's like any product, and I don't care what the product is, Carrie, there is, if it sells well, that's all you need to know, is number one, does the product sell well? And that's where Amazon Product Finder comes into place, because you need to see that a product you're considering, and if you're not considering a product, what's so cool is you could sort, and I have a full training video on this, but you could sort by products that are already generating 30, 40, 50,000 a month, right?
Right.
Then what you want to do is number two, can I compete? Can I compete? So the way I want to know if I can compete is, does the product that's already doing 30, 40, 50,000 a month, is that product, do I see sellers doing those kind of numbers with only 30, 40, 50 reviews? Because I know we have our underground entrepreneurial online selling machine. So it's a group of us entrepreneurs that literally, we buy products, we review each other's products. So if a product has less than 50 reviews, and you know this firsthand, Carrie.
Oh, yeah.
Our group alone can get you 30 to 50 reviews. Like, yeah, do you know instantly. That for a fact?
Yeah, instantly. We've had the experience, and they're bona fide reviews. I mean, we tell everybody in the group, if you don't love the product, don't review it. So only the people who we've given the product to who've actually purchased it are going to do the reviews, so they're real. And yeah, firsthand experience with it.
That's right. And we scratch each other's back, right? So people that are brand new, that don't have a network, you're joining a wolf pack. So you guys listening right now, you could join my inner circle, meaning you're one of us. You're one of the entrepreneurs that are actually crushing it, getting brand new number one best-selling ranking, that are doing it. To me, the threshold is $1,000 a day. Once you've hit the $1,000 a day, now you worry about scaling up. Till you've hit $1,000 a day, you just simply implement the techniques that's in the inner circle training, right? Don't worry about how do I get to seven figures. Don't worry about that. Get to your thousand, and I don't care if you have your first $1,000 day. Now start thinking, how do I get, and I know it sounds nuts, and a lot of people listening, getting to the first $1,000 a day is much harder than getting from 1,000 to 2,000 to 3,000 a day, right? Like getting to the first 1,000, all you have to do per day is focus on exactly the blueprint, exactly what you need to do. Now, once you elevate and you've hit that point, the Marketing Masters course kicks in, where it's like, that's the gravy on the $1,000 a day. Some people will say, okay, $1,000 a day, I'm good with that. If you're good with that, you might not even be a good fit for the inner circle, because everyone in our group, the underground group of entrepreneurs, we're looking at the big picture, and you can't buy your way in. It's not like, oh, how much do you want? I want in. It's an application process. And some people think, why would you do that? You can make way more money. Just tell people, hey, it costs you $2,000, $5,000, $10,000. You could join our group. The problem is, if people can buy their way in, we want to make sure they have the same mentality, the same drive, the same hunger, that all of us in the group have, right? So we're not going to let in, and I hate saying this, but a weak link, right? This is not for everyone. So those of you that are thinking like, oh, you're just pushing this, absolutely not. I love doing these podcasts, and the reason why I'm in the top five right now for all of business is because people gravitate to the message that it's not get rich quick, that it's not, that it doesn't take work, that just click this button, you'll become rich. That's all nonsense. That's BS. That'll never happen. But if you have the right mindset, you have the right hunger, and you're like-minded like us, we're a wolf pack. You know, the strength of the wolf is in the pack. The strength of the pack is in the wolf.
Absolutely.
And with that being said, so we've already determined the products that are making really good money. Can I compete? And are the margins there? That's the third piece, right? So what's super cool is when you kind of check these things out, it's like, okay, I know it sells well. I know I can compete because this guy's doing 30 grand a month and he only has 20 reviews. Our wolf pack, our group can get you 30 to 50 reviews. Everyone does it for each other. It's like you do it for me, I do it for you. And these are people that are hungry, that are actually doing it, not wannabes, people that think it might work, they have one little toe in the water. Those are people we don't want. And I hate being so blunt about that, but the truth is, like, the people that think I'm talking about get rich quick and I'm talking about pyramiding, that's all nonsense. That's all BS. That doesn't work.
No.
But if you know the first two steps, number one being, does it sell well? Number two being, can I compete? The software does that. The software will tell you, does it sell well? And it sorts, sifts, and separates through what doesn't sell well and through what does sell well. Number two, can I compete? Are there people that are killing it? And killing it could be different to you. You might think someone's killing it doing $5,000 a month. I honestly don't. If you're doing 20, 30 grand a month, you're killing it to me on one product. Because remember, and that's what we're going to talk about next, Carrie, is scaling. Right. So now you have one product, you're at $1,000 a day. How do you do two products, three products, four products, five products? And that's how you grow. Not taking one product and thinking, okay, I'm doing $1,000 a day. I now want to do $10,000 a day on that product. Don't focus on that. You've hit the threshold. Do a second product, a third product, a fourth product. And that's how you hit these, you know, seven-figure numbers, right? So let's just back up 1 second and let's talk about the third piece of the puzzle, which is, are the margins there? So, and that's, and I don't even mind sharing it. It's like, okay, so you've determined the margins are there. But have you really determined the margins are there? Go to like an Alibaba.com. Go to the Amazon Product Finder.com. Find a bunch of products that meet the first two criteria. Is, does it sell well? Can I compete? You've nailed both. You found 30 products that you've hit both of the number one, number two criteria. Does it sell well? Number one. Can I compete? Number two. Number three, are the margins there? And that's where you can use my team in China. That's all of the Inner Circle uses my full team in China. But those of you that are just listening, you're like, I don't believe Mike. I don't think this is going to work. Verify this stuff for yourself. And if you meet the qualifications to join the Inner Circle, I'd love to have you, right? If you meet the qualifications. And we only train 100 at a time. That's not a gimmick. That's not a joke. I can't physically support more than 100 at a time. It's just me and my partner, Matt. Every single week, we do coaching calls, training calls. We follow up with you. You have access to both mine and my partner's cell phone. That's why it's only 100 people. But let's just say you're not sold. So hit the number three criteria. Can I get the right margins? So you found the product, go to Alibaba. You don't need my team in China yet. Pay double, triple for the product. If it still meets the criteria, jump in, go all in, right? And the criteria is, and I'll use just, and And the only reason I'm using this example, when I first mentioned this 8-9 months ago, people are like, what the heck is a fidget spinner? Right? It's like these little toys, people, kids. Now, like 6 months ago, I went into my third grade son's class and, you know, my son's telling him my daddy, you know, sells fidgets. And I couldn't believe that they all knew what it was. And I'm like, kids, come on. Like, I pay 60, 70 cents for these. You guys can all have one for free. And they're like, my parents have been trying to order them from China. I've been waiting 2 months. The bearings are sold. This is just an example. So I'm going to use a real life example.
Right.
Go to Alibaba. You could pay $2 for them. Easily sell them for $6-7. That's cool. If you want to sell, if you want to buy them for 50, 60 cents, that's when you'd use my team in China that I make zero on. Zero. It's just they support the entire inner circle. And you've met my team in China. You were there.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. I met them all.
And they're pretty dang good at what they do, right?
Absolutely. Yes. Darn good.
So on this episode, I wanted to cover those three strategies. Remember, does it sell well? That's number one. Why have the arrows in your back, right?
Sure.
Go after the people already making money. Don't be a pioneer. Being a pioneer does not make sense. I mean, unless you're one out of a million people that find the right widget, right? But you're going to fail. Don't be a pioneer. What you do, number one, does it already sell well? Does it already sell well? Ingrain that in your brain. Number two, can I compete? Are there people already doing 20, 30 grand a month with less than 50 reviews? Because that's easy for us. The inner circle, the underground group of entrepreneurs that I've personally trained, easily get 30 to 50 reviews. So number two, X that box off. Can I compete? Only if you already see people killing it 20, 30 grand a month, and maybe killing it to you is 5 grand a month. I don't know the dollar amount that's going to change your life, but for the sake of argument, to me, 20, 30 grand a month that they're selling, I want to know. Because if I get 30, 40% net on that money, I'm happy. That's one product. Do that 20 more times, right? And then the last piece of that puzzle, just remember, guys, so it's only a process. Does it sell well? Can I compete? Are the margins there? So you've X'd off the two boxes. Now you need to know, are the margins there? Can you go to a simple site like Alibaba and see that you can get 5 to 10 gross on there? If you can do that, pull the trigger. Don't hesitate. So I hope this episode gave you guys, you know, a light bulb experience, because this is just the free training. If you want to be part of the inner circle, you want to check out some of my free training videos, go to AmazonSecrets.net, check it out, see if it's for you. If it's for you, you can apply to be part of the inner circle. And we'd love to have you, as long as you're a like-minded entrepreneur or willing to jump in to becoming a like-minded entrepreneur. And, you know, I hope I laid out those three steps pretty clear. What do you think, Kerry?
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear. I think it's pretty easy to do that. And that'll give you some real direction on following the process. Once you've figured out your product, the rest of the steps just kind of fall into place.
Yeah, and it's worked for you. You've already done it.
Absolutely.
And, you know, when you know, you and I, a couple of years ago, we started doing real estate podcasts. Mm-hmm. And I would give all, I mean, I've been a real estate investor for, what, 16 years now?
Long time.
And I love real estate investing. But the problem is, for the general public, you got to tie up way too much money to make a big profit. Now, if you're there and you have, you know, half a million, a million, 2 million in the bank, real estate investing does make a lot of sense for you. But what if you wanted super low risk and take 5-6 grand of that money and invest in product, follow these processes, and then generate enough profit to buy yourself a house, right? That's exactly what my partner did. He went in, he's like, Mike, I don't know about real estate investing. I know you're the master. And I said, well, I'm definitely not the master. I just like anyone else, I'm just a guy that's done multi seven figures in real estate, but I'm not unique. There's millions of us that have done the same thing. I just understand that model, but I also understand tying up, you know, 5% of that same money and generating the same revenue every month that I couldn't generate on all my properties and monthly rental income combined.
Gotcha. And then you've got a business, presumably with enterprise value. When you start getting into the hundreds of thousands in sales per year to the millions, it has a value to it in and of itself. And, you know, real estate is going to be worth what it's worth based upon the rent that you can get from it, pretty much. And that's really the way it is. Location, other factors. But in Amazon, you know, your business is kind of just limited, and we're going to talk about this in the next episode, but it's limited by your ability to scale up once you've mastered selling the product, which is why it's so important to know this. So join us again for the next episode, where we'll be talking about scaling up your Amazon store and your online business.
I love it. Yeah, thanks. And all you guys that are on the fence, I mean, whether or not you join the Wolf Pack, go into this. Like, this is, we're at the forefront. Amazon is currently at 10% of where it's going to be 10 years from now. Shopify, online marketing, this is the wave of the future. Forget opening a Subway or a liquor store or any of these things.
Yeah, forget
it. Just consider the power of a small investment with a high return. And it's not get rich quick. Get that out of your head. This is about doing the work, but doing it smart instead of working super hard. Yes, it takes work. And yes, follow the steps. But at the same time, understand there's way better ways to earn a really good income than you're currently doing right now.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.